Daf is Daf Pei Dalet. So let's take it from Pei Gimel Rebbeis, the last 8-9 lines or so. Amar of Nachman, the Gemara had presented different scenarios of a kosa ben shnei chaseros or a boor or a charet ben shnei chaseros. So the one scenario that was not addressed, the Gemara says Amar of Nachman lezeh b'shulshul lezeh b'zrika. If one guy is able to use the area b'shulshul, lowering his body down to get something, and lezeh b'zrika, another guy he has to throw up to get it. So that was one question that wasn't really addressed. And Rashi just gives the example here, last three lines of Rashi, Lazeb Bishilshu Lazeb Azrika Kagon Chatzer Zu Gvoa Mize Hatal Yud Vizu Nemucha Mimenu Yud. So in other words, there's a Chatzer that's elevated, a Chatzer that's below it, and there's a little mound in between it, so the guy in the bottom has to throw up to the tail in order to use it, and the guy on the upper chatzar needs to lower himself down or his hands down in order to use it. So that situation where it's not convenient for really either one, it's either zrika or shulshul, who has rights to it? And the Gemara says there's a machlokas amarayim. Amar Rav, shneim asurim. They both have equal rights, in which case they're both asuring one another until they make a proper eruv. And Shmuel amar, nosin osa lezeh b'shulshul shlezeh tashmisho benachas v'lezeh tashmisho b'kasha. Because the one who lowers it down has an easier time apparently using it than the one who needs to reach up to get it. V'chol davar shetashmisho lezeh benachas v'lezeh b'kasha. We have this klal. We already saw nosin osa lezeh shetashmisho benachas. We always lean towards the guy who is able to use it much more easier than the other individual. So again, Ricky was pointing out before we started the shir here, it sounds like it should be the opposite. The guy who reaches up, it's not really reaching up. It's 10 tvachim to him. It's not that high. It seems much easier to kind of extend up when then having to lean down. So I'm not quite sure why that is. But that being said, the Gemara does say that's the understanding of Shmuel. So again, Shmuel says the guy who leans down, b'shulshul, he has rights to it. And Rav Sin thinks that Shneim assumed. So today's daf is going to really be dedicated to Raya's back and forth. Who's right? Is Rav right that Shneim assumed, or is Shmuel right that we give it to lezeh b'shulshul? So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. Tanan. Anshei chatzar v'anshei marpeset, sheshachu v'lo irvo. So you have a family living on the chatzar, the bottom, the ground floor, and a family living in the marpeset on the porch above. They did not make an erv. Kol shegavoa asar tfachim l'marpeset, pachos mikan l'chatzar. So if it's above 10 tfachim, so the wall is above 10 tfachim, which means it's inconvenient for the chatzar, so it goes to the right to the marpeset. But if the wall, the height is less than 10 tfachim, so then it goes to the chatzar. So now Gemara explains this marpeset, kasaka daita, have meaner here is my marpeset. What do you call the marpeset? Bnei Aliyah, not people on the marpeset, Bnei Aliyah living on an attic floor. In other words, there's a picture in the Masifta, it helps, I don't know if you have one in the art scope, but it's the marpeset is not the level of the Bnei Aliyah, it's in between. So you have, people on the marpeset, on the Bnei Aliyah actually have to climb down to use the marpeset, and the people Bnei Chatzar have to reach up to get the marpeset. Marpeset is not even like what we have in our house, well, not houses, whoever has a porch. The porch doesn't go right where your doorway is in the second floor. It's below it. So you have to step out of your house, your doorway, and go down a few steps to get the marpeset. So this is exactly, at least in the Havmiya, the case where Lazeb is Shilshul, the guy on the top, Bnei Aliyah, needs to lean down to the marpeset, and Bnei Chatzar needs to lean up to reach up to get it. And so the din here is that, again, this is talking Bnei Aliyah, Umay kari alad marpeset, why do we call it marpeset? The people Bnei Marpeset, they don't actually live on the floor, the level of the marpeset, they live above it, because the kasaka Bnei Marpeset, because they have to go down from the marpeset in order to access the this marpeset. Fine. Rather, they go up from the marpeset to get to their floor. But either way, the case is, the marpeset is in between. It's lower than the Bnei Aliyah, and it's above the Bnei Chatzar. And we see from here, Alma, kol lezeh b'shulshul. So this is the case, because the Gemara had said, if it's 10 tvachim high, asar tvachim, it goes to marpeset, it goes to the Bnei Aliyah. So why is that? Because it must be like Shmuel, lezeh b'shulshul, lezeh tashmisho, lezeh b'zrika, we give it to the guy who is using it b'shulshul. That's what the Gemara concludes. And the Gemara says, no, this is not a case where marpeset is lower than the Bnei Aliyah. It's actually a case, Kedamar Rav Huna Laosan Hadarm Bamarpeset. They're actually living on the same level as the Marpeset. You just walk right outside your door, Marpeset is right there. It's even. There's no Tircha, there's no Shulshul, there's no Zrika. It's Mamish, the same level. And that's certainly a case, even Shmuel would agree, rather, even Rav would agree, that you would give it the rights to the Shulshul, the guy on the Bnei Aliyah, rather. So Hachanami losin adam b'ma peset. So he, Rav Huna, says in a different case. So applying the same din here, that this situation is where the people are living on the same level as my peset, and that's why they have a right. But again, if it's somewhere in between the Bnei Aliyah and Bnei Chatzar, maybe it would be shnei masurin, like the opinion of Rav. So Gemara now says, ihachi, that's the case. Then ema seifa, look at the seifa. The seifa says, pachos mikan l'chatzar, if the height of the marpeset is less than 10 tvachim, we give the rights to the Bnei Chatzar only. Amai, lezeba pesach, lebezeba pesachu. So if it's really, again, if marpeset is the same level as Bnei Aliyah, and it's less than 10 tvachim from the ground, how can we now say only Bnei Chatzar get it, but the people living on the marpeset themselves don't have rights? That doesn't make any sense. So he says, my l'chatzar, af l'chatzar. Also, the people in the chatzar also have rights, because it's really, they both have equal rights to the ability to use it. Now, it doesn't really, they actually both get rights. They both own it, which would then actually be machmir af l'zeh shnei masur. They both ask each other, because once you have two parties having rights to the same chatzar, then you have to make an eruv, otherwise you ask each other. So it means they both have rights to it, which would then demand they have to make an eruv, and shnei masur. So Gemara says, hachanami mistavr. This is also very sensible to say this way, to say that l'chatzar means af l'chatzar. Why? Because it says in the Brisa, continue, mitakatani b'seifa, Bamed, Ramamurim, when it's true, Bismucha, when it's close to it, I'll read the Rashi in just a second, Abba Mufleges, Afil Gava, Asar Trachim, Lechatzer. So what's going on? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that Hachanami Mistavra, Demai Lechatzer, Af Lechatzer Kamar. That you could interpret the word Lechatzer to mean Af, including also Lechatzer. Ubidiure Marpeset Askin, we're talking about those who are living in the same level as a Marpeset. Midikatani Seifa Mufleges, Afilu Gavoa Yud Havi Lechatzer. If it's far away, even though it's 10 tefachamai, it goes also to the chatzar. In other words, the marpeset right now, we assume there's mamish up against the wall. But let's say the marpeset somehow is, there's a little gap, or a little difference between where the Bnei Aliyah are and the marpeset. So once there's a little gap, it's mufleges from the people living in the Bnei Aliyah. So then even though the sar tefachim, it's high up, and normally we say the people in the chatzar don't have rights to it, in this case we say it goes lechatzar. When it goes lechatzar, I'll say outside, then we'll go inside, we'll read it together. It means since the wall is far from the marpeset, and also the high from the chatzar, they both have equal rights to it. It's both equally uncomfortable for them to use it because it's far from the house and it's higher from the chatzar. So what does it mean, lechatzar, says the Gemara again? Aval b'mufleges, if it's the marpeset's far from the Bnei Aliyah, afil gavol yutvachim, even though it's 10 tefachamai, which is also far from the chatzar, lechatzar. What do you mean, my lechatzar? Ilei malechatzar v'shari. If you're going to tell me that the people in the chatzar, they have rights and they're allowed to use it, am I? Why do they have rights to use it? It's Rishutza de Tavayu. Don't they both have rights? Both the Bnei Aliyah and the Bnei Chatzar both have rights to use it. How can you say only the chatzar gets to use it when it's mufleges from the house? What it means is, Ella, my lechatzar, let me read it really Rashi for a second. I'm sorry, Rashi says here, Rishutza de Tavayuhi. They both have rights, both the Bnei Aliyah and Bnei Chatzar. De Lishneim Tashmisha Bekasha. They both have uncomfortable ways of using it. Lechatzar bezrikas gova. The people in the Bnei Chatzar have to throw up 10 tefachim to use it. Ulaliyah bezrika es mashach haflaga. The people in the Bnei Aliyah, the marpeset is not right next to them. They need to throw horizontally to be able to access the marpeset. And both of them, and also b'shulshul es hanemuchos. And if it's lower down, they have to lower down as well. So it's uncomfortable for both of them. So how could you say lechatzar means the chatzar gets it, and they have the only right and they're permitted to use it? Just like it's a kasha lebnei chatzar, it's also just as kasha to the Bnei Aliyah. So we're forced to say elamai lechatzar. It means af lechatzar. Also the chatzar has the same type of rights as the Bnei Aliyah. V'shnei masur, and therefore they ask each other until they build an eruv. So just like in the seifa, where muflekes, it's where they both have equal rights. So to hachanami, my lechatzar, when it says lechatzar in the reisha, it means af lechatzar. And also, people in the chatzar have equal rights to the Bnei Aliyah, and shnei masur, and they're both aser to use it until they make an eruv, shma mina. So we cannot bring a proof from this Mishnah to prove either Rav or Shmuel. So just remind ourselves, because we're going to see this again, Rav holds shnei masur in the case of shilshul and zrika, and Shmuel holds the person zeh shba shilshul, he has rights to it. So now we're going to bring the next raya. Tanan. Chulyas habor v'asela, shein gavon asara lamar peset. If you have the dirt that was uprooted for the bore, when you dig a bore, so the chul, you should put the bore on the outside, and then vasela, and you have a rock, shein gavon asara l'marpeset, it's 10 tefachim high to the marpeset. So if it's 10 tefachim high, the rights go to the marpeset. If it's pachas mikan l'chatzar, if the bore, and the chul, you should the bore, the dirt from the bore, or the Sela is less than 10 tefachim from the ground, then the Bnei Chatzer get this. So so what's the kasha here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Chuyas habor, o sheyesh b'chatzer Sela. Either you have the mound from the digging the bore, or you have the rock that's in the chatzer. It goes to the marpes, if it's 10 tefachim high, this rock, the kasakadaitach levne aliyah kamar. It sounds like the same havmi as before. When we say you have a rock 10 tefachim high, we're not talking about people living on the same height as a Bnei, as a Sela, rather higher up. They're in a attic. But they can lower down to use the rock. The rock that's 10 tefachim off the ground, they can use it. So this is the question of the Bnei Aliyah could use Beshilshul, Bnei Chatzer use it Bezrika. Who has rights? We say it goes to the Marpeset, those who use Beshilshul. This is a raya for Shmuel to Kasha to Rav. So Gemara says, no, Amrav Huna, Laosan Hadarm Bimarpeset. No, those people who are living in the same height as the Marpeset, the same height as the Sela, where it's not even Beshilshu, it's Mamish Benachas, there's nothing uncomfortable about this at all, but there is a raya for the question of Rav and Shmuel. So Gemara says, Tinach Sela, I understand the Sela makes sense, that works, they could walk on top of the Sela, so fine, but Bor, my Havi, what about the Bor? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says the question, Tinach Sela, so the rock, the reason why the Bnei Aliyah could use the rock, Dehavi Livnei Marpeset Kipesach, Sha'al Gabav, on top of the rock, Havi Tashmish Didei V'Gavu Shava Lehemhu. They're able to put things, they could stand on top of the rock. But a boar, says Rashi, but El Abor, Shemimalin Heimanu, where you fill from the boar, Tashmishaso Bishulshulhu, Afilu Livnei Marpeset. So then, Sharei Mikar Kalsav Dolin. So that the boar, where you're filling up from the pit, the Tashmisho, even in lowering it down, it's even the Bnei Marpeset have to lower down for this. It's not the same level. Now, we just established that the rock, the reason why the Bnei Marpeset get it, because the rock's the same height as the Marpeset. But we're talking about the chulius of the boar, and the boar itself from the Marpeset, you have to lower down to get access inside the boar itself. So how can we say the boar is going to be to the Bnei Marpeset? That's not comfortable for them. And the Gemara says, no, we're talking about the boar. It's not an empty pit where just you go all the way down. Rather, the boar is Amar Rav Yitzchak Rei Rav Yehuda Hacha B'Bor Milei Amayim Askinen, where it's full of water and they have easy access. So they're not dipping down to the bottom of the pit. The water is full to the top there, so it's the same level as the people in the Bnei Marpeset, and that's why they have access as opposed to those on the ground. That even Rav would agree to that when it's full of water. So the Gemara then says, okay, so then what about V'ha Chasra? But aren't you going to take some of the water? Take some of the water, and therefore it's eventually going to go lower down. And Bnei Marpeset eventually have to do a Beshilshul to use it. So that's not going to be easy access for them. So the Gemara says, "Kevan de Malya Sharya ki Chasin Hami Sharya." So this Havamina, the Rishonim explain, is since when Shabbos started, the water was to the top. So that's like similar to Migdus Katzayim Minashmashos. It's called the Chuli Alma. So in other words, since during the Minashmashos the water was full, even though over the course of Shabbos it's going to get less by using the water, and you have to do Bishulshul, in the end of the day, we go based on what happened at the onset of Shabbos, which was full. But Gemara says, no, Adar Abba, why would you go based on that? Kevin de Chichasra Asiri, Kimali Nami Asiri. We should say the opposite. Since eventually the water is going to go down, and it's going to be uncomfortable for them to use it, so we should say, already from the beginning, when Shabbos started, even though it's full, we should be able to anticipate that the water is going to go lower, and it should be bekasha, even to the Bnei Aliyah. So don't tell me it's full of water. It can't be a case of full of water. Ella, Amar Abaye, Hacha Bebor Milea Peros Askin. We're talking about that's a pit full of fruit. V'hach Asrei? But wait a second, aren't they going to eat the fruit on Shabbos? And that's also going to lower the pit. It won't be full to the top. Mara says, no, it's not just any fruit. It's peros that are actually, betivla, that there are tevel, that they're also to be used. Since you were not misakin then, you didn't take chumas and maisos, it's tevel. So they're muks on Shabbos, as Rashi points out. If you look at Rashi misukan, not that one, Rashi would go like eight narrow lines up, betivla, shein muksan, v'machmas iser tevel v'asurin letalta, you can't move them. But even though you can't move them, the Chumash Hadeshim proves from this point, actually, a very important halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about in Hilchos Muktzah and Smichas Chaver now. So the din is, although you can't move Muktzah, you're allowed to touch Muktzah. So Chumash Hadeshim brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin Daf Pei Daled that you're allowed to walk on top of the fruit, you're allowed to put things on top of the fruit. Ah, the fruit of Muktzah, the Tevel, doesn't make a difference. You're not actually moving them, you're just standing on top of them, putting the things on top of them, so he brings a raya from this Gemara. Either way, we're talking about where the pit is full, and therefore it stays and remains a level of the Bnei Marpeset. That's why they have rights, even according to Rav. So then the Gemara says, Dekanami, it's very precise to say this, that we're talking about fruit that are tevel, that are muksa, because the katani dumya de sela, we compare it to a sela. And sela is also, a rock is also something that's muksa. Shmamina, we're talking about a pit that's full of something that's muksa. So the Gemara asks the question.
What's interesting is that no matter how you look at it in the case of the water, the people from the Mirpeset always have much easier access. Even when it's empty, they just have to go down. The other guys have to go up.
Right, but
again,
that was a Rav.
It's double. No matter how you look at it, they're doing double the amount of work.
Either way, Rav says once. Either way, it's uncomfortable. Once either one, uncomfortable, Rav says also for both.
No matter,
so how could Rav address this? So Rav, it's a question for Rav. The only Rav could get out of this by saying it's actually equal level to the B'nai Bar Pesach. So then the Gemara says, "Lam li lemisei bor, v'lam li lemisei sela." Why do you have to teach both cases of a bore and the pit and then the rock? Tzricha, the Gemara says you need both cases because the Ashmin and sela. He only taught the case of sela. Delek lemigzar, there's no reason for gzeira because there's no concern of maybe taking the fruit out and moving things out. The sela is pretty uniform. About bor ligzar. Dimzim Dimalia Paris Masukan. Maybe it's going to be a case where a guy has a similar scenario where his boar is full of fruit that are actually Masukanim, which are not Muksa, which then maybe a person will eat and lower it. In that case, we would say the B'nai Bar Pesach don't have rights because it's possible it'll be Chasr on Shabbos. So maybe they made a Gzera, all cases of a boar that's full of something, whether it's Metuvalim or whether it's a Masukanim, it should be asked across the board. Tricha that no, if we know for sure that there's Tevel fruits in there, you actually can utilize the boar that's full, but if it's Paris Masukanim, then you couldn't use it, and there is no such Gzera. Either way, that's how Rav gets out of this Mishnah. So Gemara now brings another brisa. Again, Rav says when you have a case of shilshul of a zeb, shilshul of a zeb, zrika shem asurin, and Shmuel says no, we give it to the zest of a shilshul. So Gemara says Tashma, last 10 lines of the Amud here, anshe chater v'anshe aliyah sheshachu v'lo irvu. So the same case, people living in the ground floor, people living in the second floor, they didn't make an eruv. Anshe chater mishtamshin ba'asara hatachtonim v'anshe aliyah mishtamshin ba'asara ha'elyonim. So now on the wall, so anything 10 tefachim and below, the lower 10 tefachim goes to the Anshei Chatzar, and above that, the 10 tefachim that are above go to the Bnei Aliyah. So Kesed, how does that work? Ziz yote min hakosel lemata me'asara lechatzar. If it's 10 tefachim, a little ziz, a little something sticks out, a platform or board comes out of the house, if it's within 10 tefachim on the ground, those rights go to the Chatzar. If lelemata me'asara, the ziv is above 10 tefachim on the ground, so then it goes le'aliyah. So now, what about ha bene bene aser? So it sounds like if it's below 10 tefachim of the Bnei Aliyah, so let's imagine right now the Bnei Aliyah is 30 tefachim high. So the bottom 10 tefachim go to the Bnei Chatzar. The 10 tefachim below the Bnei Aliyah go to the Bnei Aliyah. But what about the middle 10 tefachim? Who gets those rights? The Gemara doesn't address that. The implication is 10 tefachim high go to the Bnei Aliyah only. 10 tefachim low only go to the Bnei Chatzar, implying in the middle, Shnei Masur, and they're both Aser. Why? Because Bnei Chatzar is Bezrika, Bnei Aliyah is going to be Beshulshul. This sounds like a proof to Rav. So the Gemara says that no, we're talking about a case, a very specific case in this Braisa, Amar Rav Nachman Hacha B'Kosel Chasrei, asking where it's 19 tefachim high, the whole thing from the Bnei Aliyah to the Chatzar. V'ziz yotzis mimenu lamata me'asar lezeb pesach. If it's 10 tefachim to the bottom of the ground, it goes to the chater. Lezeb shulshul lemala me'asara lezeb seb pesach lezeb zrika. In other words, when it's 19 tefachim, there is no baini baini. There's no middle ground. It's equal. It's 10 tefachim only. It's exactly on that line. So there's no such thing as baini baini. So when it's the bottom 10 tefachim, it goes to the chater. When it's a 10 tefachim above, it goes to the bnei aliyah. But there is no such baini baini, so you can't make a deek like this to prove or disprove the sheet as a rav and Shmuel. So Gemara now says, going on to Amud Beis, today is a short daf. The Gemara explains the following situation. If you have a picture, the pictures are going to be very, very helpful in this case.
A lot of pictures.
Yeah, the pictures are very, very helpful here. So you have a situation, Tashma, Shdei, you have these two Gezutz Tros, Zulamal Mizu. These different platforms, it's kind of like a Marpeset, it's a platform, and it was hanging over, suspended over the water, and they'd have to lower things down to get from the water to the platform. So normally the way it works is that the yam is considered karmelis, and my platform is a rishis yachid. Now I can't carry from my the water to the rishis yachid. That's a violation from derabanan, from a karmelis to a rishis yachid. But what you can do is if you structure, you make a little hole, your platform, you have a hole to lower something down, you construct a wall around that hole, in mechitzos, there are 10 tefachim high, so now rishis yachid, we know, it goes al rakia from top to bottom. So now I have a rishis yachid that goes all the way down to the water and all the way up. So now when I'm drawing up water, I'm actually drawing all within a rishis yachid, and that would actually be permitted. So the Braisa now explains, so again, shtei gezutros zulamal mizu. You have two two platforms, one above the neck. So it gets a little complicated here. The pictures will be helpful. So the shtei guzutral zulam al mizu asu le'el yona v'lo asu le'tachtona. So let's say in this case, I'll wait for you guys. You guys see it? So let's say in this case here, you make a the wall mechitos for the upper one, but you don't make one for the bottom one, right? The top mechita has a wall, and the bottom one does not make a hole. So now shtei asurs, they're both asur. Now why are they both asur? Ad shi'arvu, until they make a proper eruv. Why is that the case? Because we see here that it's a situation where the people on the bottom have to use it bezrika, and the people on top have to use it bishilshul, lowering it down. So it must be that since this is equally kashe both to the zrika and the shilshul guy, we see this is a proof that since shnei masurin, it's like the shita of Rav, and against Shmuel. So again, if you have the scenario here is I don't know if you have the same exact thing.
We're not talking about taking the water out. We're talking about using from one to the other, right? Is that what it is?
No, I think it's even using the water, utilizing the water. You have a Rishisi Yachid, that's in the guy that are pested above. So I'm down here, and another up there. The guy there, he built the wall with a little little pail. So now the guy there, from to use the water, he needs to lower it down to use it. And the guy on the wall, the lower one, has to throw up his pail over, got to throw it over the guy in the hole, and to lower it down. So from up there, he's got to lower it. So
and
one
guy
guy's
the bottom is using
the top guy. So he's got to do bezrika, and the guy on top needs to do beshilshul. So that's a case of shilshul bezrika, and yet the Gemara says it's usher for both of them to use it until they make an eruv. So this sounds like Shita Sarav, the case where the B'nai Bar Peset, where there was one zeb beshilshul, zeb bezrika, shem asurin. So the Gemara says no. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, bibon b'nei tachtona, derech el yona, limalos. It's a different situation here now. It's not just stam here. It's where the guy, the bnei, the tachton, climbs up a ladder to go use it, and they both have equal use. It's not that he's stuck. He doesn't have to throw a pail together. He could climb the ladder and then lower the pail. So it's really zeb shilshul, shilshul, zeb shilshul. They're both on the equal playing field, and that's why shtei masurin. But Eichanami, if the guy below couldn't climb up there, the only way to use it was to throw his pail up there. It would be Zeb Ezrika, Zeb Shilshul, and then Shmuel would say, the guy in the top, Zeb Shilshul, would have full rights to this. That's the understanding. That's Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, that's his interpretation. Abai comes, gives a different answer. Abai Amar, Kigon de Kaima Besoch Asara Da Dade. It's not where the platforms are so far away from each other. When the platforms are within 10 tfacham of each other, so even the guy on the lower platform, we don't view that as bezrika. You're not throwing it up. When it's only 10 tfachim high, that's not called throwing it. That's pretty easy access, and that's why they both have it, use it on the same playing field. So even Shmuel would agree, shem asurim. But once a lower platform is lower than 10 tfachim from the upper platform, that's already called bezrika, whereby Shmuel would say, the guy on top who uses zeb shilshul, he has rights. And the Gemara just elaborates, lo mi baye kamar.
So we're talking about the platforms are owned by the building, not by each dira. Both platforms are
no, by the person who lives there, whoever lives there.
But then it's Rishus HaYachid. Why would the other guy? Why would the other guy affect him? It's his.
Oh, so, okay. So maybe it's public domain.
Meaning, the only way to explain this is that both platforms are owned by the building.
Not both. No, the whole. The question is the whole. Who owns the whole? The access to that mechitza. That mechitza has to be a public building. Hole to use
all
it.
All the residents of that building.
Right, exactly. Everyone in the residence owns it, and they
right,
have to have use it.
Own it.
But the platform could be owned by the guy who lives there, and the platform could be the guy who owns it. But that hole is public for the people in the B'nai Chatzar, of the building. So the Gemara now says, on this shita where it goes within 10 tfachim, that he elaborates and says, it's a lomi boy kamar. Lomi boy, needless to say, asu l'tachtona v'asu l'elyona. Let's say the situation where the lower guy, he's the one who made the mechitza, and the upper guy didn't make it. Dasiri, that's certainly in that case, they're asr. But the kevan, to bego asar hadai kaiman, since they're both within ten tfachim, asin hadade. They ask each other. Because in this case, it's inconvenient for the top guy, because he's got to lower down further to use the tachton person. The tachton, the lower hole. But ela filu asul el yonav la asul tachtona. If the higher, upper guy, made that hole in the wall, and the lower guy didn't, Saka Daita Khamina would have thought Kevin de lezeba nachas lezeba kasha. Since in the end of the day, that the top guy has the easy usage of this hole, and the lower guy has it's very inconvenient. Maybe I'd say leisvi lezeba tashmisha benachas. Maybe give it to the top guy because it's much easier for him to use than the lower guy. Kamashman, even in this case where you would have said the top guy should have full rights because it's easier for him, in the end of the day we have this klal. Kevin de bego asar kaimen, since they're within 10 tfachim of each other. Asun ahadade, we view this as one rishus, one plane, even though it's a bit of a slope. We view this as one level, and therefore they ask each other, even though it might be more convenient for one to use than the other. And the Gemara gives an example. Kiha de amr Rav Nachman, amr Shmuel. We're going to prove the point that when something's within 10 tfachim of each other, that we view them as all one rishus. We have a case of a gag hasamech l'rishus harabim. Let's say there's a situation where the rooftop is close to rishus harabim. You know, I know in Jersey, certain parts of Brooklyn, the highways are sometimes elevated. So you could have a case where, you know, from the rooftop, you could see the highway. The Rishus Rabim is right there. So let's say you have a gag, samach l'Rishus Rabim. There's an elevated highway next to the rooftop. The Gemara says, tzarech sulam kavu al atira. So the case here is that the gag, you also want to access the gag from my house. So I have, let's say, my marpeset. So I could get from my marpeset to my gag, but the gag is really next to the Rishus Rabim. So maybe it really has an extension of Rishus Rabim. How do I allow my gag to remain part of my Rishus Yochid without being subsumed in the Rishus Rabim? So the Gemara explained, if I make a tzarech sulam kavu, if I make I solidify the area with a ladder, latiro, from my marpeset to my roof, that will allow my usage and not be subsumed within Rishus Rabim. So the Gemara is medayik, sulam kavu'in, if you make a full, strong, stationary ladder, sulam arai, lo. But if there's a temporary sulam, it wouldn't work. My time, or what's the reason? Why would a temporary sulam not allow me to access and utilize my gag? Since the rooftop is within 10 tfachim of Rishus Rabim, it becomes part of Rishus Rabim. The only way to undo that is by making a sulam kavua, really establishing that it's going to be part of my house, my marpeset, not part of Rishus Rabim. So this is a klal, when two different rishios are within 10 tfachim of each other, one subsumes the other. So just like by Rishus Rabim and the gag is the case, so through the two platforms, they are going to be subsumed as considered one level. So Gemara now says, challenges this last point here. Maskiv la Rapapa says, how could you bring a raya from the case of Rishus Rabim? V'dilma kishirabim mechatvin alav bekumsa v'sudra. Maybe the only reason why the case of the gag is subsumed within the Rishus Rabim is because people from Rishus Rabim use it to hang their hats and their handkerchiefs and scarves on that rooftop of the guy, and therefore it's considered hareze tashmish benoach to Rishus Rabim, and the guy who's in the living in the house, Melia, it's considered uncomfortable because the guy in the marpeset said he needs to do bezrika, and the people in Rishus Rabim use it b'shulshul. So maybe it has nothing to do with within 10 tfachim. This is a case of zebe benachas, zebe kasha. So he rejected the proof. He didn't reject the idea. Perhaps the idea is true that within 10 tfachim, two rishios do combine with each other, but he did not like the proof from Rishus Rabim because there could have been a different way as to why we allow people from Rishus Rabim to actually use it. Let's just do one more piece going to tomorrow's daf. Yeah.
In this case, if he has the sulam kavua, even though the rishus are people have put it there, it's still one rishus.
Exactly.
Only if it's not kavua, we say.
Exactly, right. So Gemara now says, last line of Peidalum and Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bor, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, if you have a pit between two different Chatzeros, it's Mufleges Mikolsa Ze'arba, Umikolsa Ze'arba. So the Chatzeros now are four tefachim away. Each wall of each Chatzer is four tefachim away from the Bor, which means it's inconvenient for both parties to use. It's not so close. Fourth tefachim is not a distance. It's not that far, but it's far enough to make it inconvenient for me to go from my house to reach over to get the boar. That's already inconvenient. So mufleges mikolsa ze'arba, umikolsa ze'arba, fourth tefachim from both ends, and therefore the din is, it's not a tashmish benachas to either one, and ze motzi ziz kolshu umimala, v'ze motzi ziz kolshu umimala. So really, they don't have to, no one asks each other, because no one has more rights than anybody else. They actually utilize it without any eruv. But there's a din anyways, nonetheless, to put out some type of ziz from each chatzer. Why do you put out a ziz at all? What's the purpose? So there's a long rashi just to explain all this. So they don't want people to get confused that, wait a second, there's no eruv in the case of the boar. What would happen if there was a boar that was within four tefachim of each of the chatzeros? Maybe you won't need an eruv in that case, and that would be incorrect. So they had to make some type of hecker. They stuck out a ziz to remind us we did something, so that if there were to be a similar case, but the chatzeros were within four tefachim of the boar, that case you actually would require making a real bona fide eruv. So the ziz was just a heker ba'alma to remind you in a different case. And according to, again, Zeh Motzi Kolshu, Ziz Kolshu, Zeh Motzi Ziz Kolshu, and then they could utilize the board. And comes along Rav Yehuda Didei, Amar Afilo Kanya, he felt even like a little reed, which is even smaller than a Ziz, even that would be enough of a hecker to acknowledge that something's different here, why they could use it without making a proper Eruv. So comes along now, we'll finish with this, Amar Le Abai, the Rav Yosef, Hod of Yehuda, the Shmuel. He apparently, the statement of Rabbi Yehuda, that he said even a Kana came from Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe, who was actually Shmuel, because Di the Rav, if he was quoting from a Rav, this din, Ha'amar Ein Adam Osa Chaveru Derech Avir. Rav wouldn't require anything, actually. Rav felt that if a person is an airspace, there's a more than four Tachim away, nobody has any, no one asks anyone at all, and there wouldn't even need to be a hecker of any sort. So really, fundamentally, everybody agrees here, when the Bnei Chatzar are four tefachim away from the boar, there's no need for any Erev, that's for sure. The only question becomes, is there a need for some type of heker to say that this is a different case, as opposed to a case where they are within four tefachim? Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. We are like 18 days away, I think.
Yeah. So we're going to do the Moshe Shabbos 20.